This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the story of Abel and Cain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Habil told Qabil, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. If you are to spread your hand in order to kill me, I am not going to spread my hand in order to kill you. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, I fear Allah, Lord of the worlds. He gave him the reason why he didn't want to spread his hand in order to kill him off. Why? Because I fear Allah, Lord of the worlds. When someone has done something bad and evil to you, try not to respond in kind. They've stolen something of yours. Don't go and steal from them. They've given you one clap. Don't clap them back. Sometimes you have to. But in other cases, you can avoid doing so. Walk away from the situation. Diffuse it. Why? Because you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want more from your akhirah. So let it go and leave. Or at least don't respond in kind. Someone swears you, don't swear them back. I remember there was a story, I can't remember the details of it, but the basics of it was that someone swore another person and he says that I am swearing you so much that it will enter into the grave with you. And the response of the person who was being sworn was simple. بَلْ يَدْخُلُ مَعَكَ الْقَبْرِ. But it will enter with you into the grave. Meaning it won't harm me in any way. I've remained silent. It won't harm me in any way. In fact, rather, he would be rewarded for his silence. So when someone swears you, does something bad to you, does something wrong to you, restrain yourself. Take it easy. And especially when it comes to the fast and whilst you are fasting, it is even more important to maintain that restraint and to not to respond in kind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to restrain ourselves. Ameen.